again.
Just lost you rockin'! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Hey, I want to thank you guys for listening to the last show with Super Kiss fan Andy Moyen. He was wicked awesome. I love it when he said that. It totally cracked me up. And it cracked a lot of you guys up, too, because you guys were kept commenting on my Facebook page. Wicked awesome. Wicked awesome. Anyway, if you guys want information on Andy's party, pre-party, for the Kiss Cruise, go. Last week's episode has everything you need to know. Just go download it, listen to it, perhaps while you're running 5 miles. Hey, let's be honest. My voice is attractive and soothing, so while you're running, I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, if you've got nothing else to listen to, you can listen to me. Anyway, listen, that party's going to be pretty kick-ass, so make sure you're there. And he's also doing the bar crawl, and that's all in the show. So go back, take a listen if you're going to be on the cruise. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm in cruise mode right now. I have 7 days. I'll be in Miami this time next week. Probably, let's see, it's 1:37 in the afternoon on Thursday. Probably already on the boat waiting to see Cheap Trick. Maybe stuffing my face with food that I shouldn't be eating. Anyway, okay, so right here is where I want to tell you guys about everything that I'm going to be doing on the cruise. I need you to go to my Facebook page if you want to follow along. I'm going to be posting all during the cruise. On the Facebook page, I'll do like when I'm in the airport and when I'm on the boat, and I'll show you around the boat and I'll show you cool stuff as I'm doing it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you can't make the cruise, man, it'll really give you, the opportunity to be like you're there. I'm going to try to interview other Kiss fans. I'm going to try to interview anybody dressed in makeup. It's going to be done mostly by video, maybe a little by audio. I really want to share this with you guys that aren't going. So go, friend the page, Podcast Rock City, and we'll go from there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll try to get a little video of the band playing on the beach. I'll try to get some video in the private, makeup show. They're going to be in, suits for that. So that's going to be pretty badass. Anyway, that would be really cool if you guys followed along. Let's talk Kiss. Certain things going on. And I haven't talked about a couple of things that I just decided today I'm going to talk about. One of them was, did everybody see the video footage of Gene Simmons dropping food on the floor in LAX, picking it up and eating it right off the floor? Did anybody else totally flip out from this? Question mark. That is appalling and quite possibly the most gross thing I have ever seen a quote-unquote normal person doing. And I say that because you all understand why. But the man picks his nose in so many different videos, I don't even know what to think. It's like, where does that hand go afterwards? Watch the videos. He'll pick his nose and then just like shake people's hands, and it's just like, gross. I don't know that if Gene walked up to me, I would be able to stop myself from shaking his hand, but I would definitely Purell the hell out of it afterwards. Okay, so here's the real question. When the question is laid on Gene about his friend, he who must not be named because of these charges, alleged charges, I don't want to mention his name, but, they lay it out on Gene and he drops food and then he picks it up and then it completely goes into, oh my God, Gene, you just ate food off of the floor in LAX. Do you think that this was a diversionary tactic by Gene Simmons? Do you think that he knew somebody's going to ask him today about that guy and he thought, I'm going to drop this food. I'm going to do something totally outrageous. This, or do you think it was just accidental and he just happened to eat it? Let's face it. Gene Simmons has had gross things in his mouth. Maybe some not so gross. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But, so being gross, I guess, is Gene's way, and I guess it's okay. I mean, he, you know, the blood and the he's vomiting blood, and it's got eggs and gook in it, and this is. Anyway, you could look up the recipe for that, and when you look it up, you're like, oh my god, he like puts that in his mouth. Anyway, off the subject, I'm totally sorry. But it, to me, I think he knew what he was doing. I think it was a diversionary tactic. I think that he dropped that food because he did not want to talk about what they were asking him about. And let's be honest, who would? Who would? You're finding out that one of your childhood friends has been arrested for something so heinous. So bad. You don't want to talk about it. I wouldn't want to talk about it. You know, I got a friend that's busted for weed and I feel bad enough. I'm just like, oh my God, this is horrible. So imagine that. Imagine this. I mean, and I'm not, like I said, you guys already know what he's been arrested for. I don't want to really talk about it because it's so awful. But what we are, you know, Gene to me, definitely, you know, he definitely changed the subject on his own. I want to know what you think. Podcast Rock City, #1, just the #1 at gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Besides that, you know, he just ate food off the floor in the airport. I'm just totally freaked out. Enough about that. He ain't listening. He don't care. So. Now Paul, I think is probably clean. Okay, so let's see what's new. He has a book coming out, or it's out. It came out on the 21st, and this is the commercial that was for it.
I'm Gene Simmons, and you're not. When I went to school, and I learned reading, writing, and arithmetic, it simply did not prepare me when I had to actually go out there and earn a living. I was completely unprepared. How do I pay my taxes? What are taxes? What's a mortgage? What's a car payment? What am I going to do for a living? Where do I go to find a job? How do I do it? Nothing is taught in public schools like that. And what I wanted to do with my book, Me, Inc., was to give you some real tools. Well, if you really want to know the truth, a bitch slap about waking up and taking responsibility. It's called an inferred fiduciary duty. And you're going to have to do all the hard work. And Me Incorporated is going to help you do that.
All right. Thank you, Gene, for that lovely commercial. So how many of you guys out there are really interested in this book? I have to tell you, me, for one, I am not. I'm probably not going to buy the book. And I just... when I buy a book by Gene Simmons, I want to hear stories. I mean, you know, he put out a book about Kiss and his story with Kiss, but it can't be all of it. So if he were to write another book, I think, and tell us other stories, I think we would have bought that a lot faster than we're going to buy this book. The funny thing is that I know that when I'm on the cruise, I'm going to see the book everywhere. There'll be people sitting in lounge chairs and they'll be, you know, reading the book, and I don't know whether or not it'll be because they're really interested, excuse me, or if they just want somebody to see them reading it and maybe hopefully take a picture and put it on the cruise website or the Kiss website. All I know is I think I speak for a lot of people that says if Gene's going to write another book, he might as well write it about, you know, the, you know, untold Kiss stories of Gene and his betting of women and, you know, funny things. How about a book of funny things that happened to Kiss? There's got to be great stories out there between Ace, Gene, Peter, and Paul, and Bruce, and Vinny, and all of them. You know, where's that book? You know, you've put out the books now that make us argue and fuss at each other. Now put the one out that makes us go, oh my God, that is so awesome. But instead, you're going to put a book out about how to become rich. And, you know, I would love to become rich, but, you know, most likely, most likely it costs money to make money, and you know, so, and I don't have any, so there. Okay, so let me know if you're going to be reading this book, or if you already did read the book, let me know. I'm really, really interested in whether or not I should buy it. Podcast Rock City, the number one at gmail.com. Joe Perry, yeah, he kind of agreed with Gene about Rock is Dead, which was really interesting. He didn't say it exactly like that, but what he did say was, I think that the era of rock bands playing to sold-out arenas and selling millions of records in a pop, yeah, that part of it is dead. And you know what? It's true. This week, I saw a news story, story that said that this will be the first time ever since the 70s when the platinum album was first introduced that there will not be a platinum album certified. People just don't buy records anymore. They don't buy CDs, and they buy one song at a time and here and there. And that brings me to the next quote. Duff McKagan said that kids don't listen to full records anymore. They just listen to their favorite songs. And that is true, because if you go on to most people's, you know, iPods, or I don't even know if iPods exist anymore. How about this? iPhones. There's just a song here and a song there. Now, me, I'm different. If I buy a record, I have to have the whole thing. I cannot, you know, but I was raised in a different time. When I take a record and I put it on my turntable over there, I put the needle down and I sit down, and depending on the record, you know, 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later, I'm up and I'm flipping the record and I have to hear the both sides. But kids just don't seem to be that way. You know, I did this discussion before, is rock, you know, dead? It's hard for me to say yes, because I just went and saw Kiss, you know, 18,000 people were there. Packed out show, you know? If you guys want to hear me talk about going to see Kiss, you could go back. I took my friend Amanda, and it was humorous, very funny to see a person or talk to a person who'd never seen Kiss after they finally got to see Kiss. Anyway, that's Throwback Thursday or whatever it's called. Okay, so it's really hard for me to say rock is dead because of the arena thing that Joe Perry said. I don't know if that's true, because I'm pretty sure that when Aerosmith comes to town, man, tons and tons of people go. New rock bands, I can't say that they have the same, you know, success, because I don't go see them. Like, you would have to pretty much shackle me to get me to a Nickelback concert, or promise me something in return that would be amazing, like a Kiss pinball machine. I don't know, but I don't go see new rock bands, so I can't really say if they're dead, but I can say that I don't think that the arena, you know, rock bands, the major ones, Motley Crue and Alice Cooper and Kiss and even Def Leppard and those guys, Aerosmith, they sell out, I'm pretty sure. Am I wrong or am I right? Send me your answer. Okay, so for the past few weeks, you guys have been waiting for me to finish my In Order favorite Kiss makeup albums. I had done the other ones, half of them, and now I'm going to finish them out. To get you caught up to date as to what order I have gone into so far, let's see. Kiss Alive was my first, Love Gun, Dress to Kill, Rock and Roll Over, Kiss, Destroyer, Creatures of the Night, and Hotter Than Hell so far in my order. Okay, of the, you know, of Kiss makeup albums, Kiss through The Elder. Okay, so let me finish this up for you guys. You emailed me and said, when are you going to tell me the rest? And I interviewed Andy Moyen last week, and I didn't get to it, so here we go. Next record on Joe's favorite Kiss makeup albums, Kiss Alive 2. Hey, man, do I really need to tell you why this is so awesome? The cover, the minute you saw it, it was just, Gene stands out in a massive way. You buy the record, you open it up. The center of the record is unbelievable. Unbelievable. It is the great. How come there's not a poster of this? I have the Alive 2/Love Gun poster, and it's kind of cool, and it looks like this, but it definitely is not this. And there should be a poster of this, and I think every one of you guys agree. It should be the center of Kiss Alive 2, and along the bottom should be Gene, Paul, Peter, and Ace, their faces from the record, you know, with Gene with the blood just all over his face, and the makeup is just running, and it's just awesome. And when you see this as a child, it changes your life. It's one of those things that just, and the music's great, and it's three sides live, one side with, you know, new songs recorded, and I don't have a single complaint about that record. Now I'm going to throw a curveball, because there's a lot more albums to come, but I'm going to tell you my next favorite is The Elder. I love this record. It was one of those records that I got onto late. I saw it in the Kmart when I was a kid and asked my mom to buy it, and of course she said no because she sucked. No, I'm kidding. She didn't suck. Anyway, but I got it late, like way late, like years late, like 3 or 4 years later, I finally got this record. And the first time I put it on, I was like, holy crap, this is Kiss. But I listened to it and it grew on me in a huge, huge way. It's awesome. You know, listening now, from what I'm told, and I'm not 100% sure on this, but I hear that the order of the songs, some versions of the record have been changed. So to hear it in the correct order that you need to hear it in, you have to get like a certain recording of it. If you guys know about that, let me know, because I'll report it on the next show where they get it. But I have the record. You know, it opens up and it's got the table with the chairs, and it's pretty cool. There are some guys doing a movie right now. I know that you guys have heard about this, but it's the Elder movie, and I have been in contact with them about doing a show, and I'm hoping that that's going to happen soon. The problem with it is they're all over the world, Japan and Germany and Australia and the U.S. They aren't working like in a room together. They're working all over the world together, and it's I think it's going to be a pretty cool thing if we could just you know, be patient and get it out. I do know that if you want to donate money to it, that there is apparently going to be, you know, one of those things, websites where you could donate money to get a project done, like, you know, if you want your hair done or something like that, people could give you, I don't know if that's how it works, but anyway, if you have a record that you want to put out, you donate money, and if you want a movie or whatever, and that's how it works. I'll look into it and make sure that by next show, after the cruise, that I tell you guys about it. Next record, Kiss Unmasked. And I've told you guys the story of this, so I'm going to keep it quick, but my mom told me the only way I could get this record is if I went to camp for 2 weeks. So I went to camp, I had a miserable time, and when I came back, yay, here was the record, and I was really excited about it. I love the cover. Most people hate it, but I like the colors, and I dug the poster. Oh, by the way, I want to make sure that you guys know, I still have all my inserts for Kiss Alive 2. They are all like actually vacuum sealed, so they never get ruined. And I know that you're going to think, wow, Joe, that's really strange, you know, but I'm OCD, and that's just the way I do things. Okay. So, Kiss Unmasked, the poster is not in my record. It is on my wall. I'm looking at it right now. Close your eyes. You can imagine that. The poster's awesome. Peter's winking in the poster, and that was obviously to let us all know that he didn't really play on the record. I love every song on this record. There is not a song that I think is bad. I think that one of the reasons why I love this so much is because when it came out, I was like right about 10, I think, or close to 10, and I was really getting into pop music. And this is very poppy, as you all know. So I, you know, it just became the thing, you know, Is That You? I love Naked City, Shandy, She's So European, Talk to Me, all great songs. If you have, if this record is at the bottom of your list, go listen to it again and give it another shot, because I think it's great. Dynasty is next. This is very hard for me, to put far, as far up on the list as possible. But, you know, I like a few songs on this, and that's just pretty much it. I love Aces songs, to be completely honest with you. I Was Made for Loving You is pretty good, you know, but it's one of those that I'm really sick and tired of it. I think that the band was in such disarray right at this point that we didn't get their best stuff. And that's just my opinion. You guys are going to, like, write me letters now and tell me how stupid I am, and that's fine, I guess. All right, finally, solo albums. In order of Joe's Love to Hate, and this is the time when you guys are really going to get upset because Peter Ain't Last. Here we go. Ace Frehley's solo album is my favorite. Paul Stanley after that, then Peter Criss's, and then Gene Simmons' album. I have to say that Gene's kind of bores me, man. I don't know. Which is strange because I loved Asshole. I loved that record, you know, but Gene Simmons' Kiss solo album, not so thrilled with. But Ace, I don't have to say anything about Aces. Everybody agrees. Paul, pretty much the same. It's the closest thing to like a Kiss album. When it comes to Peter, I don't know, man. I liked it because it was it was like R&B meets, you know, like Brooklyn Street Rock, or, you know, those guys standing around, you know, the fire and the barrel, and they're like singing doo-wop or whatever. But that's, I don't know, that's the feel I got. Sometimes when I'm listening to the record, I stand around a barrel full of fire. No, I'm lying. Okay, and then Gene's album, you know, the beginning when you drop the needle, it scares the hell out of me, and it always has since I was a little boy. maybe I'm just a wuss. Okay, so that's my records in order. Someday I'll do the non-makeup ones in the order of love to hate. Well, let's see. Let me give you guys all the news on Kiss Asylum for the week. First of all, Three Sides of a Coin has a new podcast, episode 98. Go check that out. If you guys go to kissasylum.com, man, all our podcasts are on there. You can just click on it and listen. What I would really like you guys to do is go to iTunes and subscribe to the show. Subscribe to my show. I put 20 minutes or so out every week. It gets a discussion going between all of us. And next week, I want to read your emails on the show. So if you've got any opinions about this show, send it to podcastrockcity1 and I will read your email. You know, any of the subjects, that's fine. Okay. So, and then there's the, you know, the thing about Gene's book coming out, 10 Business Advice Gems from Kiss frontman Gene Simmons. It's a video. It's pretty much just the commercial, but then there's a little article and that's pretty cool. Then there's the Joe Perry thing where he agrees that rock is dead, sort of. Let's see. Oh, there is a great picture of a really awful Kiss tattoo. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but go to kissasylum.com and scroll down a little bit and you will see a Kiss tattoo on a man's chest and it'll make you want to vomit. Let's see. Strange Ways, Jody Have Not. He got together with the Jeffs from the Kiss podcast Watching You, and they talked about Kiss guitar players, and it was a great episode. Let's see. That's pretty much it. Oh, and, you know, Halloween's just around the corner, but if you order a Kiss costume from Kiss Museum, it ships out that day. So if you need one before Halloween, go ahead and order it, and it'll get to you. Don't forget, go to podcastrockcity.com. There's a little thing there that says shirts. Click on it. Go buy a shirt. Get your picture taken with it and send it to me. I would love to see it. So far, we're selling stickers and shirts and hats. And, you know, I want to thank Ken Mills for hooking me up and doing all the artwork and everything. You are amazing. If you're not sure who Ken Mills is, he is the podfather of all Kiss podcasts. Make sure you go and check out The Podkist, which is his show, and it's been on for so long that any topic that you're interested in hearing them talk about, you can find. And the shows are usually an hour to 2 hours, depending, and usually has a good panel, a lot of roundtable stuff, and you'll really enjoy that. Let's see. All right, I guess that's pretty much it for the week. Next week I go on the cruise. I'll see you guys when I get back. I'm going to try to do a podcast from the boat. Go to Facebook and friend us, and don't forget, check out podcastrockcity.com. Twitter, we're on Twitter, and when I say we, I mean me, and that's pretty much it. See you guys on the boat. Peace.
Greetings from Jandel, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Bon Jovi have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris are the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder.
Kiss!
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing let it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized...
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washtub bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
Kiss podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you've checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care.
care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753.
Right, that Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
All right.